Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By the way, there's some breaking Dolphins news. Go ahead, give me a little Dolphins breaking news action. Even though I'm upset, Crowder. From Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, the Dolphins are signing cornerback Kendall Fuller for 2 years at $16.5 million. Per source, Jeremy Fowler writes, the top free agent corner goes off the board. How do you feel about that? Tyreek Hill tweeted yesterday, sneaky good offseason by Chris Greer. Now I've got Jalen Ramsey, and you got Kendall Fuller.
And is Kendall better than Xavier Howard?
That's the question.
The numbers say yes.
That's a pretty good acquisition, I think. Decent acquisitions.
It's funny because we talked about this and we were like, hey, what was it? You know, 2 or 3 days ago, whatever, we were like, they have no money to spend. And then they restructured people's deals. They got money on the books. Like Greer's trying to put together a Super Bowl winning roster. That's his job. And that's what he's supposed to do. The Greer father.
I think a lot of people watched what happened. When was it? Monday or Tuesday when all this started?
Monday.
I think a lot of people, us included, were like, oh, It's I don't know, not a rebuild. It's a reset. It's a pause. But now you get to, you know, Thursday at 3:10, and you go, wait a second. They've made some decent moves. They've got pass rushing help now. They had, like we talked about it, they had good pieces in place still already with Jalen Ramsey and Javon Holland. And, you know, saw a video, I think, yesterday of Jalen Phillips, you know, working out, Bradley Chubb. Like, this is not a reset. This is not the reset that we thought Monday, what next season was going to feel like. I don't think so, because the offense really didn't lose much, if anything. Who the offense lose?
Robert Hunt. That would be the big loss, yeah.
I don't think it's a calamity. Like it felt on Monday. Monday felt like a calamity. Doesn't feel like it anymore to me.
Jerome Baker left. They brought in two linebackers that I don't know anything about. Like, I'll watch these guys. I'll look into it. You get rid of X. That was a big loss. Now you bring in the number one free agent corner in the NFL. That's what you have to do. We got Shaq Barrett. We know that Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are going to be out for a while. They will be put back into the lineup at some point. Like, they're reloading. So now you have the top free agent corner. You have one of the best corners, Hall of Fame, in Jalen Ramsey. You have Javon Holland back there. You have Jordan Poyer. This is one of the best secondaries in the league right now next season. Just think about it.
Yep.
The front, we lost Christian Wilkins. We know that. We lost Raekwon. They're going to figure that out.
Andrew Van Ginkle.
So, like, they have to figure out that front seven. But this secondary is still one of the best in the league right now. And the offensive weapons are all still here. And we added Jonnu Smith, who looks like Thanos. When y'all see Jonnu Smith on this field, y'all are going to say, well, damn, he is a gigantic human being, and Mike McDaniel is going to maximize everything out of all these players. I'm not worried.
Everybody needs to slow their roll a little bit about Chris Greer and this disastrous situation that they were in. They were in cap hell, and they did have some significant losses, but it looks to me like they've pieced together some decent acquisitions. So I don't feel, again, nearly the way that I did on Monday about this upcoming Dolphins season. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
What you're saying is 100% true, though, Hawk. I mean, I think it had more to do with the cap situation on Monday. And I know the NFL cap is very easy to manipulate, and you can open up a ton of cap space.
And it was just one after another. It was like, boom, the he's gone. Boom, he's gone. Boom, he's gone. And like, you were like, oh, my God, disaster.
But yeah, I mean, this is obviously a really good signing. And Crowder, to answer your question, is he better than Xavier Howard? If he has two groins intact in his legs, he's already 100% better than Xavier Howard.
Valid point. And that may have been, there may have been no further analysis by Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel than two working groins. All right. We like
the shortest free agent visit ever. Check his groins.
Can I see your groin? All right. Did you want to fly back tonight or tomorrow? When?
How much a year? We got you. We love it.
By the way, Christian Wilkins did tweet out, or I'm sorry, he posted on Instagram his goodbye message to the Miami Dolphins fans. 5 years ago, the Dolphins took a chance on me, and I'm forever grateful. The goal was always to leave the city and organization better than I found it, and it's been an absolute pleasure to call it home. I proudly close this chapter knowing I gave this place all that I had. Miami, you will be missed, and you'll hold a special place in my heart forever. Hashtag, it's morphin' time. Hashtag, fins up. Hashtag, 94 out.
I love that dude. I really do. I liked him from the moment they drafted him. I just like interesting people, and he was that, and always seemed like a good teammate, and you know, I liked him. He will be missed.
Yeah, great person. And I'm gonna just warn y'all that this is where the league is going. That whole a guy being somewhere for 14 years, I think the league is turning away from that. So like I said, did Chris Greer drop the ball not signing him earlier and all that? Well, we heard a story where he offered him 20 last year. He didn't want the 20, bet on himself. But I think a lot of the league is going to this where guys are about to jump around. That whole Larry Zonka, I'm going to play here. Well, hell, Larry went to the USFL. But that whole thing where, like, those old players just going to stay and we're going to ride this thing out, I think the league is getting away from that, to be honest.
Especially if these dudes want $30 million a year. I mean, what did we sign? 8 guys for the amount it would have paid? We would have paid Christian Wilkins one season?
I mean, you have to do, obviously, like, it depends. There will be teams who have a ton of cap room every – this goes in cycles, right? So there are always some teams that will have a ton of cap room, and there's a reason that they do, by the way. It's because they don't have anybody or they've lost people. And then you'll have teams that are very tight on cap space because they've made those moves already. And so that's cyclical, you know. And this was one of those seasons where the Dolphins were ending up, you know, in cap hell, but they won't be in the future. But then you got to determine, okay, well, who's going to eat up a big chunk of the cap?
And let me about Christian Wilkins. Where's he going? To the Raiders? Who's a better football team, the Dolphins or the Raiders?
Dolphins.
Hands down, it's just numbers will show you that. So Christian went to a lesser team, got more money, but there's a less chance of him winning a championship or a playoff game next year with the Raiders, who are led by, I don't know who the hell their quarterback is, and Tua's better than them.
I guarantee you he's not as good as Tua.
Whoever is the Raiders' starting quarterback, they're not going to be as good as Tua. So you have to make a decision there. But if I was Christian, I would have chased the money as well. 20 or 27, I'm going with 27.
I don't know, man. Gardner Minshew is kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Tua, top 5 quarterback in the NFL, Uncut Gems, top 5 movie all time.
Click is better than Uncut Gems.
Oh, I almost cursed. I mean, honestly. Click.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.